This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a half past four and I'm shifting gear.
It's the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, MTN. More talk now. Good to have you here. If you want to find out more, stevegruber.com, the place to be. Also, follow us with the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, we're out there for you. Drop me a line. I got to some of your letters today in the mailbox, and I'll get more tomorrow. I like to go to the mailbox. I like to pull out the letters that I like and go through them. Some of them I keep, some of them I don't. But, you know, I use a fair representation. Love to have you as part of the conversation. That's the point. We're having a robust conversation here. It's not an echo chamber. I invite all points of view, left, right, center. I don't care. Bring it. We'll talk about it. We may agree. We may disagree. But that's the great thing about the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The First Amendment is the rock star of the United States Constitution for a reason, and I praise it. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is going to introduce a bill to fully fund the border wall. That's coming shortly. Outgoing Speaker Paul Ryan hinted at a post-election border wall funding proposal. We intend on having a full-fledged discussion on how to complete our mission to secure the border, and yes, we will have a fight about this, said Ryan. McCarthy putting this forth means that the border wall will be part of the midterm election discussion because he's going to put this forth probably in the next couple of days, which will certainly open up the conversation to immigration. So you've got the economy and immigration and Kavanaugh. Those are the three things that I think it's going to come down to. These are things that people will vote on. And of course, it's the next person to be nominated to the Supreme Court. Will they be treated just as poorly as Brett Kavanaugh? And the answer is yes. Yes, they will. If Donald Trump puts them forward, because the next nominee would be replacing somebody like Breyer or Ginsburg, which would send the left into another deep, full-on panic. So yes, the next confirmation process could actually, believe it or not, be worse. Could be more ugly. I know it's hard to comprehend, but it's true. Could be more ugly, and then, I mean, just disgusting, frankly. I want to go to the Kavanaugh confirmation conversation a little bit with the Raging Cajun. The Raging Cajun is in on the fun of creating division in the nation. That's James Carville. You know, the guy who said you never know, you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park, you never know what you're going to find. Outspoken, obnoxious, and pretty predictable to say the least, but a really good political operative. There's no question. He's a very good political operative, whether you like him or don't like him. But he makes me laugh. You know, I don't care for his politics, but he does make me laugh just because, well, he is who he is. It's bite three here, Alex. Let's go with James Carville.
To the Democrats, Kavanaugh is worth a lot more alive than dead. And what's going to be very interesting nice. About this is usually, so you confirm a Supreme Court justice, they go on the Supreme Court, and every now and then you hear about them, they write a decision, and people like or don't like or something like that. This is not going to go away. They're not going to stop doing stories on Kavanaugh. They're going to keep him front and center. The Democrats win the House, they'll probably hold some kind of hearings on the fact that a lot of people think that he perjured himself during his confirmation hearings to the Court of Appeals. In this issue, he's not going to go away. And had they defeated him, they would have just picked someone equally as right-wing as Kavanaugh, and it would have rammed him through in a lame duck session. They were not going to get this seat on the Supreme Court. And I think in terms of political optimization, I think today's result is probably as good as you could hope for.
As good as you could hope for. Well, there you have it. James Carville. He's right, by the way. You can create all of the division and all of the chaos and all of the noise, and it wouldn't have changed anything because the Republicans would have put somebody through in lame duck, and the Democrats would have screamed bloody murder, and Mitch McConnell would have done it anyway, especially if the Democrats had come out ahead on the U.S. Senate on November 6th. I don't believe they will, by the way. I stand by my prediction. It's been in place for a long time. 4 to 6 seats will be picked up in Arizona, by the way. open seat left behind by Jeff Flake, right? It's an open seat left behind by Jeff Flake, the guy who single-handedly brought the entire confirmation process to a standstill for a week. And that seat is being contested by Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat, and Martha McSally, the Republican. Martha McSally, a veteran, by the way. The latest poll, which came out and shows the numbers from the first couple of days of October, showed McSally with a 6-point lead. It's the first poll to show her with a big lead. It comes from ABC. A CBS poll from a couple of days earlier shows Sinema with a 3-point lead. It's going to be a tight race. And now George W. Bush and Mitt Romney are both going to Arizona to support Martha McSally. Now, isn't that interesting? Think about that. Not Donald Trump, because Arizona is in flux, and Donald Trump is not the guy they want there to get this done. But George W. Bush coming out, he got involved with the confirmation process for Brett Kavanaugh. He lobbied Susan Collins. He lobbied Jeff Flake. And now he's going to lobby the voters of Arizona, as is Mitt Romney, which, by the way, it just makes you think Mitt Romney is going to become a United States senator at the end of all of this from the state of Utah. Nobody talks about it, but he's got like a 500-point lead or something. Anyhow, they're going to get out. They're going to rally for McSally. How do you like that rhyme? Let's see here. If you need some tax help, get a hold of my friend Chris McClatcher. For 25 years, he's been doing it for people just like you all across the state of Michigan. He's a guy from Michigan, understands the IRS if you've got problems there. He understands the Michigan Treasury if you've got challenges there. And he can help you sleep at night. If you don't have your taxes done or you're falling behind, you're just worried about it, yeah, Chris McClatcher is there to help. His company is Fresh Start Tax Solutions. You can find them by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner right now. Get some help. Sleep tonight, would you? Chris McClatcher, and you tell him Steve sent you along. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us.